It was 2 a.m., and after putting her down for the night at 9 p.m., I had been awakened by my crying baby 4 times. She was 7.5 weeks old. Although not sleeping through the night yet, she usually had fewer periods of wakefulness than on that cold January night. We had taken our 4-year-old daughter and our baby to the Colorado Mountains for the weekend with friends, an easy getaway from Denver. The baby seemed fussier than usual during the weekend. Back at home that evening, we readied both our girls for bed. That night, after feeding, rocking, cooing, singing lullabies, and all the usual attempts at putting her back to sleep, exhausted and sleep-deprived, I laid my baby in her crib, face down, like a dutiful mom of the time. Now we know to never lay our infants face down, for what would be the last time. When I awoke around 5:30 a.m., I sneaked into the bathroom, hoping to take a quick shower before she woke up hungry again. When I peeked in at her after my shower, I realized to my horror that our baby was neither moving nor breathing. Shouting to my husband to call 911 and dripping wet, I frantically started CPR, which I continued until the paramedics arrived. I rode in the front of the ambulance while they were performing more emergency measures in the back.